Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing, young lady?
I'm well, thank you.
Feeling that you're feeling real drive me crazy? I've had Nelly Furtado stuck in my head all day. I think that's it. Uma numa neo.
I can't keep my eyes off you. I'm curious about you and the things that you do.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
The amount of mental arithmetic it takes me to do anything at the moment.
Today in particular.
Only today is ridiculous. Only because I don't know how mums do it and shift workers do it. I didn't get enough sleep last night. And to be fair, I did work like a lot of hours yesterday and today.
Yeah.
But that's what some people do all the time. And I'm very unempathetic to them normally. I'm like, I get it. You work your job. Work isn't life. Anyway, I'm really fucking tired because I had a coffee too late in the day yesterday. We've all been there. We've all heard me talk about this. Okay, here's my theory. I had an Earl Grey and then I had an iced coffee. I think the trace amounts of caffeine in the Earl Grey.
Yeah.
And then I think they do a double shot in an iced coffee because it's quite big. I'd imagine plus it would be like, weak.
Are you having ice cream in your iced coffee?
No.
Oh, okay. You're just doing it iced coffee.
I'm raw dogging it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say that's two shots plus an Earl Grey, right? Which I know is probably trace amounts, but remember, I'm a trace kind of gal.
Yeah.
And my heart was racing. I got starry eyes and I was like sweating in the night. I woke up and I was like, well, I woke up. If you can wake up from never falling asleep.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've got to go for a walk. And I was like, clammy sweating. It really only detoxed out of me. I would say it like the exact 24 hours exactly after.
It's so interesting because remember when I was on the Pepto-Bismol thing earlier this year?
Yes.
And caffeine was like this huge trigger for me.
Mm.
All of the symptoms that you're referring to right now is how I felt.
Ah.
Like, but I would say not to downplay you, but I had like hallucinations in the night and
everybody
I could hear my
starry eyes.
I could hear my ears like I could hear the compression and decompression within my ears, like the cracking that
that's
your body
what
normally
I get when I have an ear infection and you start to lose your mind, you're lying in bed and you're like,
all you can hear is the popping noises.
I hate that.
I honestly like
I remember you talking about that.
I don't know how I survived that.
When I have a sinus infection or ear infection and that happens and you just like rock back and forth and be like, I don't want to breathe because I can hear the breathing, but I must breathe to live. But what if I die? That's the opposite of living. Where do I go with that? Oh my God. Anyway, I wonder how quick I can get antibiotics into me. What if it's a viral infection and the antibiotics won't work?
You're crazy.
Anyway, so yeah, I literally have shit for brains right now. I actually can't function very well.
Yeah. One day. Truly, two days.
I don't know if it's the lack of sleep because normally I'm okay with lack of sleep. I think it was the fact that I was essentially pinging.
Yeah, you were.
For 24 hours.
And now I ran your body on high.
Literally coming down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I'm an idiot this episode, please forgive me.
No, I won't. How you been other than that? It's been a little bit since we last caught up. Adrian said we need more chit-chat. He's been listening to the podcast. We've not been chit-chatting enough.
God. I don't think I have any real updates except that I get 3 to 4 online orders every day delivered to me.
I am incredibly envious.
Currently, yesterday I had an Inku order, an H&M order.
I can't wait to see your wardrobe.
Pre-ordered pair of Caves Collective pants, which arrived.
What is Caves Collective? Never even heard of it. I'm so uncool.
Mm. Or is it Caves Collect? It might be Caves Collect, and I call it Caves Collective every time. It's a little brand based in Abbotsford, Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
That red jumper that I bought that was fit for children is from there. And then I bought a pair of pants.
You're right. Yeah, Caves Collect. Ooh, yeah, nice. Well, the pants are really expensive.
I think so, but I pre-ordered them, so money doesn't count.
Mm.
I bought 2 linen shirts from H&M, which are perfect.
Yeah.
A white and a blue and white stripe. The white is less good. It's got like 2% more linen and 2% less cotton in the blend.
Yeah.
And the blue and white mix, it's just perfect. It just sits, chef's kiss.
I was planning to buy a number of them as well because I keep seeing them in store and then being like, oh, I'll do an order online because I always have like 20% off online.
Well, I bought full price. Yeah. And then I also did a Cezanne order.
Oh, so nice.
So
has that arrived?
Yeah, it arrived today.
Shut up. You ordered that like 3 days ago.
I know. That arrived today. And then I ordered an Arquette order like ages ago and that hasn't arrived.
Yeah.
And then, Inku order arrived.
What did you get from Inku?
Oh, a really expensive cardigan.
You do not need another.
I do.
You have two. You have three. I've got
No.
You have two. Now you have
black. And I have like a light kind of beige. And then this is like a camel color. So I literally thought that completes the things.
Yeah, understand.
Yeah,
thank Except you. Except that it's spring.
No, because cardi and shorts, cardi and skirt, with okay, socks and loafers. Right, it's totally a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, redone shorts. I bought some redone shorts.
They were expensive.
They were really cheap. Hmm. They were like $120. Oh, that Free is shipping cheap. Over $100. They were $350 originally, I think.
Yeah.
I saw them on TikTok. Actually, she was wearing a tank and a cardi and those shorts. And I was like, guess I'm going to buy them. Now I think I'll stop. But yeah, I will say that like me not paying a gas bill once every 3 months for like $80 is somehow allowing me to buy.
How your gas bill could have ever been $80 for 3 months is
it
inconceivable to me. We're paying $300 a month here at the moment.
It's winter. I think in summer you literally only pay for the stove.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. That's the last
lockdown
you can remember.
Was dire because I was like, okay, so I'm going to preheat the oven for 4 hours before I put the bread in the oven, and then I'll cook bread all day, and then I'll put the heater on really high so that the bread can prove, and then we'll just keep the heater on because it's cold.
We got that like power connect thing put on the house so that like we can track our power usage.
Oh, and you don't want to know that.
No, it's good and it's bad. We looked back on it. Because our power bill was so fucking high. Everyone's is, I know. But ours was so high. And I was like, oh, when did we use our most power? One Friday night, I had the oven going. We probably had the TV on. We probably had five lights on. The heater was running. Mm-hmm. It was costing us $8 an hour for 2 hours on a Friday night. That's $16. And I know that $16 isn't a lot of money. But like, if that happens every evening, that's fucked. The oven is a killer. Turn your ovens off, everyone.
Oh my god, I'm never using the oven again. Never. Also, I wonder.
And don't preheat it for 4 hours.
I wonder what every light that Brenton's ever left on has cost us.
Mm.
Also, every fan, because when he puts the fan on after he goes to the toilet, he leaves it on until the next day.
Yeah. 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 Who knows?
And he's like, oh, it's just a fan, doesn't do anything. I'm like, yeah, but you can turn it off. And I've asked you politely 64 times. Yeah. So now I'm going to get snarky. Turn the fucking fan off. Because you know when there's like silence and then you just hear the sound of a toilet fan or a range hood and all of a sudden it's like drilling
in
your head?
Yeah.
I'm like, turn that fucking fan off.
Some people like it because it's white noise.
Yeah. Or like grey noise. What's grey noise?
Brown noise. Brown, different frequencies.
Brown, yeah.
Yeah.
I need to find my frequency. I might start listening to some noise.
Yeah, do it. Maybe it'll help you tonight. Calm your brain. Smooth brain. That's all
my,
we need.
Do you know what? Last night, the issue was, it wasn't my brain being wild. Normally, I can't sleep because I'm like, can't sleep, clown will eat me.
Mm.
But this was my heart. It was just like, lub-dub, 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 lub-dub.
Oh, that's the worst. And I was like, it is actually the worst when your heart's racing and you're lying in bed because you're like, I can't do anything about it. I am relaxed. Yes. Nothing could relax me more. Yes,
the only thing that was making me stressed was the fact that I knew that I wasn't going to fall asleep. And that caused the anxiety, which put my heart up. Anyway, it's a vicious cycle. It's fine. There.
Lisa and I just had the most wholesome weekend of our lives.
Oh, it was the best. We slept like babies there.
You and I. No. Co-sleeping.
Yeah, co-sleeping champions. Angels.
Yeah.
Luckily, my deep sort of asthma-y breath just...
Oh, it was soothed the whole room. We slept in a room with four people and everyone was like, oh, Lisa.
They used me like a metronome. You know, if you really want to slow down your breathing.
Oh.
Everyone, sync with me. Yeah, anyway.
That's actually how she sounds when she sleeps. It's so funny. It's funny sleeping in a bed when you're an adult with a friend as adults because you're aware of things that you're not aware of when you're a kid, like your morning breath and things like that. And so Lisa and I were so conscious that we wouldn't face each other when we were sleeping. So it was like one could face the middle if they needed to for comfort's sake, but the other had to be facing away.
That is just common courtesy because it's not like, like I know my morning breath is absolutely fucked because I'm a mouth breather. I've got like literally... 12 hours of decay happening in there. Like, it's not... You don't deserve that. So you do have to be careful. You have to be really careful. But then also there's, like, the level of... You know, if you sleep... Sometimes it's almost good when you're sleeping with a stranger because it's just, like, you know, you stick to...
Yeah,
not a stranger, but like when you're sleeping with your friend's friend, say, for example, you stick to your own sides. But me and Alex had the sort of dilemma of, like, how long can we warm up each other's feet before we need to, like, separate and face our own ways? So we had to, like, warm up our feet and then be like, okay, good night, and roll over and separate.
the reason we were away on this awesome weekend is because it was Loz's 30th birthday in August, ages ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she booked a house for us and all of her friends and, like, a few other people from other walks of her life that weren't in her core friendship group from high school.
Yeah.
We all went away together. And there's something a little bit daunting about going away and booking a house with a bunch of people you have never met in your life. And a few people said to me, like, oh, that's game of her to, like, put all of her friends in a house together who don't know each other. Like, wow. She must be confident. But I knew going into it that her friends are the pinnacle of friends, the pinnacle of nice people.
Yeah.
And I came away from that weekend feeling a more wholesome person, a more loved person, a more connected person.
I actually came away being like, and school friends, if you're listening, I love you dearly, but being like, imagine if we'd gone there. Or like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I made those connections
at every other school that you went to. Like,
we're moving to Ormond so we can send our kids there. Imagine a group of people that don't complain and that are so friendly. Or
when they do, it's funny.
Mm, yeah. But,
or complain a lot, but in a funny way.
Yeah, it's like satire complaining, not like I'm having a big old bitch about someone for no reason. Oh,
they're
just
so fun.
They're so fun. Kind. Oh.
So good.
Loz's friends, I know you're listening.
You're not, though. That is the one thing. Because we poo-pooed them when we launched the podcast. We were like, Loz's friends are shit. None of them subscribe. None of them follow us. None of them leave reviews. Turns out Loz just didn't tell any of them. So we can't blame them. In fact, you know who we can blame? Loz.
Let's all blame Loz.
All Loz's friends against Loz.
But no, you don't need her. You've got us now.
That was really fun. I met a couple of them because I'd done...
Yeah, Lisa was more connected than I.
Yeah, wedding makeups and therefore had met, the friends of friends at bridal parties and stuff. And I knew, I was like, Alex, they're good people.
Yeah.
Great people.
Oh, it was so nice.
So nice. And then also this happens every time I do like a friend of a friend's makeup, right? And you leave and you're like, we just didn't cross paths, but like they would have been my friend.
Yeah.
I remember I did a bridal trial and I was like, I just met a friend that I just never met.
Oh, that was so sad when that happened. Yeah. You were like, I really want to be a friend and I'm
never going to be a friend.
For sure.
But too late in life. Too late in life.
It's never too late to make new friends.
And you know what? I don't need any new friends. I like all mine. It's exhausting.
That's actually very true. I actually don't need additional friends. But if Loz wants to do more things with her friends and invite us, we'll
low maintenance, like see them, love them, rave about it, see you in 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, or see you every year for Loz's birthday.
Yeah, every year.
That's perfect.
Absolutely perfect. Oh my God. We also haven't
We haven't talked about my blue finger, which is significantly less blue. Oh my God.
Alex jarred her finger before Loz's birthday weekend and like a champion kind of just only drew attention to it when it was funny. But it was incredibly swollen. And then also another girl did the exact same foot injury that I did when I thought I broke my toe and had an incredibly purple toe.
Yes.
And sort of the webbing of the toe, foot toe.
Yeah.
Everyone was very injured, but you recovered I can't believe how fucked your finger was. It looked broken.
It did. It really did. And one of the girls there who was a football player and had jarred a lot of fingers in her time showed me her fingers and said, oh, you'll be fine. You're just going to end up with knuckles like this
and you're like,
for the rest of your life. And I was like, oh, fuck. Really? Is that actually going to happen? She was like, yeah, why do you think my knuckles look like this? I was like, no reason. Oh,
really? They're disgusting.
Mine are fine.
I didn't see them.
Knuckle came right back down to normal. God. Thank
God. But it probably repeated blows.
Yeah.
It's like rugby players' ears.
What?
Oh, my God. What? Do you not know?
Never watched rugby
in my life. I forget that that's also a thing, that rugby doesn't exist to Victorians.
Yes, yeah.
Unless you're Tongan, Fijian, or Maori.
Yeah.
Or went to St. Kev's. Real polar opposites.
Yeah.
So, rugby, you have the scrum, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know what that looks like?
Yeah, I get that.
So you have all your heads in, right? And because of all of the friction, their ears... It's called cauliflower ear, and they basically grow weird lumps, and they get quite swollen and lumpy, and it looks like a head of cauliflower.
I thought that they were pulling each other's ears or something for fun, but
no, it's the heads clanging together. Yeah, let alone, so if that's do it, what it's doing to their ears, let alone their fucking brains.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
My little Polynesian children will never play rugby. Also, they'll be far too small.
Yeah, true.
But Brenton played, and then whenever anyone finds out, they're like, oh, God. Are you okay? Such a lean little baby. Anyway, I imagine similar effect. You'd grow knobbly bits from the repeated blows.
I will be Googling it after this episode because I need to know.
girl footballers, they're a special breed. Mm-hmm. I literally could never. It's so rough. It's like, yeah, I'm going to break my ACL today, tear my ACL. I don't know what
you're doing. Yeah, yeah. Like, you go into it like knowing that you're going to hurt yourself. Yeah. That's why I didn't play team sports ever, and I only played netball, and then I stopped doing that when it got a bit aggressive.
Oh, wow.
I'm just not into it. I hated basketball. I'm not into putting myself in danger.
I never understood basketball because I never understood how you got the ball off other people, because when I did, they'd be like, foul. And I'd be like, then how else do you get it? Like, I can't understand it. When they do it on the TV, I get it. But when I'm doing it, I'm like, I just took the ball off them.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you didn't. You fucking charged her and stole it out of her hands. I'm like, but that's what they did. Like, it looks the same when they do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, enough about sports. Oh my God, we're 17 minutes.
How did we get here?
Lord help us.
In this week's episode, we're actually talking about, it's a beauty breakdown.
Oh, it is a beauty breakdown.
And we are talking about the difference between facial mists and setting sprays, because I don't think we've ever done that before. And there are very key differences that need to be explained.
And I think this is something that the layperson wouldn't understand. Okay, so the layperson's going, what's a facial mist? What's a setting spray? Don't even know what either of them are. I just want
something to spray on my face to make my makeup last longer.
Oh, no, but the real layperson's going, what the fuck are you spraying on your face?
Sure.
In my day, we used to use hairspray. Ha, 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 ha.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Then the level above that, like the beauty sort of novice is like, oh, I want to...
Lisa's going to go through all the categories so that you can feel personally victimized by Lisa no matter where you stand on this spectrum.
It's a bit like Abby and her dance triangles, the pyramids. Abby Lee Miller.
I really don't know what you're saying. I'm sorry.
And dance mums.
Oh, sorry. I haven't watched it. But other people will have. They'll get the reference.
My foot's gone to sleep.
Eliza's getting the reference right now. She's going, Alex, you're an idiot. I get it. This is right.
My foot's gone to sleep, so I'm going to need to take a talking break.
Oh, fuck.
Yes. So the beauty, whatever I said they were, the beauty novice.
The dance mums.
Yeah. Okay. I've moved on from there.
Oh, sorry. Next level up.
Yeah. Yep. The beauty novice is going, I saw someone spray something on their face.
And I want to spray
at the end of their makeup. I want to spray something on my face.
Or there's also the people who have a need, I would say, who are also in the beauty novice category, which is I'm very oily and my makeup doesn't seem to last very long. Help me, Mecca. What do I need to do? Oh, spray a product on my face. Maybe. Okay.
No, I think that is a need, but I'm like, would you be, depends on the kind of spray, you know?
Would you be
spraying to control oil? Who knows? And then lastly, there's the people that have a bunch of mists that they use in their skincare, and they have a mist that they use after their makeup, and they know what's what, why's what. When's what? And
how's what?
What's how?
Yep.
And what's doing?
Yep.
So let's quickly talk about like why you use what real quick for the people I said at the start. I don't know, the beauty novice.
Yeah. So there's a facial mist, and that's something that you use in skincare. Let's talk about facial mist for skincare.
Yeah.
Which is like you spray it on your face. It helps your serums absorb better because the skin, when it's a little bit damp, draws in and like the water-based molecules draw in water-based molecules when the skin is softened. Is that correct?
It's just like they always talk about like, you know, when you put water on a sponge and it's entirely dry, how it like doesn't sink in properly. But when it's like
a bit damp,
Yeah. It's like when you wet your beauty blender and the first bit of the tap goes on, it kind of almost bounces out. But once you squeeze it a little bit and it's overall a little bit wet, then all of the water goes and it starts to expand.
Good analogy.
You need that like little bit of moisture for it to just sink in and penetrate deeper. So it's like a delivery mechanism.
Yeah. And there's a couple of different kinds. There's ones that have like skincare benefits in them, like the go-to face mist, the new one that they did. It's right there and I can't remember the name of it. She's getting it.
Prep step.
Thank you. Or there's
Laneige.
Yeah, or Laneige. Or there's something more like a quarterly grape water.
Yes.
Which is, or a spring water spray, which are just like hydrating.
It's water in a can, potentially maybe with some glycerin or something. But it still does do that delivery mechanism.
Yeah. And maybe also, no, carry on.
Then you've got setting sprays, which are marketed, which will range vastly in ingredients, but are marketed as like a finishing setting step, generally with the claim that it's at least going to help your makeup
last longer.
Either last longer or like wear better. Like maybe it doesn't last longer, but doesn't go as patchy or whatever. Yeah. It's like the reverse step of a primer, and not that it does the opposite of a primer, but it's like at the end of your skincare.
Yes.
So you prime at the start and then you...
Yeah. 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 The end of the journey. Yeah.
You're going to have to correct a lot of words.
That's okay. I'm so sorry. And then there's finishing sprays, which are, you put them on at the end of your makeup. They're not claiming to make your makeup last longer, but they will make your makeup have a different finish. So like a Touch of Dewy Skin Mist or a MAC Fix Plus.
Yeah. However, a lot of those quote unquote finishing sprays will cross the bridge between skincare and makeup, and you can use them in both categories. So they're like, I would never use a bloody all nighter from Urban Decay, like before I put a serum on.
Jesus Christ.
That's literal insanity. But like, you could use MAC Fix Plus as part of your skincare routine. Absolutely. There's no ingredients in it that it's like you're applying makeup to your face. It's like water and glycerin.
Yes.
You could also definitely use the Tatcha Dewy Skin Mist as part of your skincare routine.
Yeah.
So they kind of cross
the border.
They're the middle of the Venn diagram.
They are. You're right. I would say, though, that probably the finishing sprays that are for putting on after you finish your makeup, I would argue typically aren't for addressing the concerns that someone with an oilier skin type might have, or a, you know, acne prone skin type or whatever it might be. They're more for the drier.
Yeah.
Like, cause it's going to add hydration and glow and whatever else to the end of your makeup's
totally agree.
Journey.
Finishing sprays, I would say, like, if you're using, basically, if you're using any spray over the top of your makeup and you're particularly oily, I wouldn't hope for it to mattify you. It's not going to happen.
Mm.
Unless it is something that specifically says on it mattifying.
Mm.
There's a Morphe one, there's the Tatcha one. And in that case, you must know that there is probably a 50% chance of that spray not working. Because literally every product that I have either heard of or tried in that category gets blockages, and that's because they use basically like powders, obviously, to mattify, because a liquid is not going to mattify you. That's science, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's got some sort of like emulsion or something in it, or that's, it's like mattifying.
Heavily alcohol based, and it's going on your skin and like stripping the moisture out. Exactly.
Like the Morphe
spray. Yes, yeah.
But yeah, the Morphe matte.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
One and the Tatcha matte one, they both got clogged nozzles and basically had to be like, it was like public knowledge, almost recall of like, these don't work.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But just use other steps or like powder over the top of your setting spray once you've done it so that it kind of clings.
Locks it in. Yeah.
So let's talk about setting sprays. This is what we're really here to talk about. We're talking makeup, longevity, setting sprays rather than skincare mists.
Yes. So
how do they work?
The thing that makes them work is that they typically have a film-forming ingredient in them. So what that is actually doing is creating a barrier between where your face ends and the world starts. And a film-forming ingredient will look like a polymer or a... what's the other thing?
Is it like acrylate or something?
Yes. Yeah, like acrylic type ingredient. Which may be a form of polymer.
So, yeah, most setting sprays will have polymers and alcohol in them.
Yes.
Not all of them will have, like, the good film formers.
Yes.
Like some, and we'll talk about our faves.
Yes.
But film formers are pretty wildly used in, like, hairsprays and skincare products. And even things like MAC Face and Body, that's got a film former.
You can feel it.
That's a really good example, because when you rub it in, you start to feel it goes a bit, like, elasticy and kind of... don't know, like almost a like water balloon texture.
Almost, it goes a texture of almost like when you...
that solid liquid gack stuff.
Or when you've got like something oily on your hand, yeah, usually an oily foundation, and you try and wash it off with and water, like, and it just goes off.
Exactly right. Like, exactly right.
Pulls off, yeah.
So
what you might be looking for on an ingredient list to try and recognize a polymer is something like a copolymer or a PVP or a methyl acrylate, which are all of the different kinds of like film formers. Mm-hmm. And typically they'd be in the top 4 or 5 ingredients, I would say, because you've usually got your glycerin or your water or
alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when they're applied on the skin, they form like a cohesive, continuous layer. They're like glad wrapping your face.
Yeah.
And water binding properties as well, which kind of helps to have that sort of almost like water resistance, I guess. It's like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it's a barrier.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So it's helping with sweat.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Like you'll sweat, but it'll almost more bead off rather than break through.
Yes. And a really good example of that in primer form is the Hourglass Veil primer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just everything beads right off. And that would have polymers in it, I would assume.
So the OG, like I feel like the original setting spray was the like Skindinavia and Urban Decay, which are like kind of one and the same.
The all-nighter spray.
And I will say with those, like I definitely used them, but I probably used them more like a finishing step. It was almost even just a ritual. You know, when you're doing a makeup, that's how people know that it's finished. Because otherwise people never know when you're like at that faffing stage. The spritzing, it gives you that like, oh, there's always a, that smells nice. Yeah. Oh, that feels nice. Done. Or, oh, am I done now?
Oh, and the other thing as well that it will do is obviously because it's got a water or something at the beginning, which is the wetness, it's going to take away the powdery look. So it helps your like final products and your powders like settle into the skin better. So it doesn't look like you're like piled high with product.
Yes. And that's why some people do like
the setting spray,
the finishing spray, like a Fix Plus or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they're not always saying that they need the longevity, but they want something to settle the powders and kind of merge everything in.
Yeah.
So all nighter, I don't feel like personally I actually found a difference. I didn't do like a clinical trial of like used it or didn't use it, but like I happily used it for years. But I think my setting spray game changed when I used the Charlotte Tilbury because the film forming properties in that are amazing. I went swimming, like I dunked in the pool, did a jump in the pool and came out and I was like, you know what? I think my blush looks stronger. Like it really, as long as you're not, you got to keep in mind, it can give you a bit of like water repelling. If you then move your actual product around on your face, it's gonna like ruin the film, but it really, it does work. I used it on my wedding day where it was 38 degrees,
so raining,
crying, all of that, and things stayed well.
Yeah, really well. To compare the ingredients in the all-nighter versus the Charlotte Tilbury one, first few ingredients we've got in the all-nighter: water, alcohol, PVP, dimethicone, which is your silicone, a PPG, benzyl ester, and then polyhydrostearic acid. Wow. Charlotte Tilbury, water, the acrylates, copolymer, PVP, phenoxyethanol, and then glycerin, that kind of stuff.
So there's not much in the Charlotte Tilbury spray, really, other than the film formers.
The water,
like,
that's and the film formers. Yeah.
I find, though, when I use the Charlotte Tilbury, if I'm doing that on oily skin, they then need a powder after it.
Mm.
It does give a more radiant finish, whereas I do find that the Urban Decay doesn't overly change the finish of the look that much.
There's definitely more alcohol in the Urban Decay one, so it's probably evaporating more.
Mm.
Whereas this one's...
Like, it leaves you staying a bit wet, and it doesn't have glycerin, does it?
Charlotte?
Yeah.
No. Oh, it does have glycerin. Sorry. Yep, it does.
Okay.
Aloe vera and glycerin.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it does have some hydrating ingredients as well. I definitely find it gives a slightly glowy finish, but it doesn't give you like a sweaty finish. So yeah, there's setting sprays for you. I'm sure there's a bunch from other brands, but I feel like it's getting around there that CT is the best.
Yeah.
Check out the rest. Good spritzer too. Oh my God. Like, where do we even, we can't even go there.
Oh, the spritzers are a whole other category.
And when you get to the bottom of all of them, they all start to suck. Mm. But Urban Decay definitely gives you little white bits when you get near the bottom.
Yeah, spritzy little, like spritzy foam juices.
Little, spritzy
yeah.
little fuckers.
I wanted to ask, because I know that a lot of people treat MAC Fix Plus as a setting spray. Mm. And they say like, oh, my makeup lasts so much better when I use MAC Fix Plus. What's your hot take on that?
Of course it does, because you're dehydrated.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, you're locking all of this beautiful glycerin and stuff in through all of your steps. Mm-hmm. So your makeup will probably last longer because your skin's prepped appropriately.
Yeah.
Like, I think that that's like a skin prep step rather than a setting spray.
End.
No, but it is going into your skin at the end.
Yeah.
And I also think that, like, as we said, spritzing over the top of, like, the powders and stuff makes it not wear longer, but wear better.
Yeah.
So they're probably a bit less like cakey looking because it's kind of like hydrating it and almost softening it out a little bit. So it wears off a little bit better than
if you just cake all there
and
powder.
Then all not.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't think that it does have like long wear properties or claims. But you could also say, oh my God, Dr. Dennis Gross Hyaluronic Moisture Cushion makes my makeup wear so much longer.
Or of course,
using
an
oil under my makeup makes my makeup wear so much longer. Of course it does.
Yeah.
Using things that are good for the skin make your makeup wear longer.
Okay. Thank you for that hot take.
What is your... Can we move on?
Oh, yeah, we can. Of course we can.
What is your beauty fave of the week?
My beauty fave this week is the Walita Skin Food.
Oh, because of your mouth crust.
Mate, I've had mouth crust, face crust as well, but mouth crust particularly so badly this week. So, 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 so badly. And nothing was, I get out of the shower. Even if I use a little light manual exfoliation action with a face cloth, I look fine when I put my nighttime skincare on. By the time I wake up in the morning, I look like a Kroskit. A literal Kroskit on my face.
Yeah, that's the exact right texture.
It is.
And the thing is, when you're a Kroskit, you can apply all of the products you want, but because the Kroskit is on top, they don't penetrate. So you actually never get the relief. I know the texture you're talking about.
Ugh,
and you just can't. It's like an impenetrable bubble. So yeah, it feels good literally while you're applying it.
Mm.
But as soon as you've stopped, this poor skin underneath is like, remove this Kroskit from the top of me.
Literally. So every day I'm just going through this process of like removing the Kroskit, layering on as thick skincare as I can that doesn't irritate my skin so that it doesn't make it worse.
Mm.
And repeat. However, I have found a noticeable difference the last few nights since using the Walita Skin Food because the Kroskit is less bad in the morning, which means I'm removing less Kroskit in the evening.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think I'm on the way out of the crusty face journey.
God, autoimmune life.
I wondered whether it was the house. And, like, using a different toothpaste because I was away and then...
It had started on the first day, though.
Yeah, it's true.
So
too soon.
I think you've had it before when you were flaring.
I know, I have. Like
it's an IBD steroid flare mix of whatever.
I think it's just, like, gastrointestinal tract. Yeah.
It's like how you get a split lip or...
Yeah.
Whatever. Or we get lip scabs.
And I'd been getting mouth ulcers, too. I think it was just a whole situation.
It's part of your poop shoot.
It's part of the joys.
Yeah. It's also part of the choice.
What's your beauty fave this week?
Mine is the Laura Mercier blush in ginger.
The powder.
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard only good things about the Laura Mercier cream or liquid
blush. Tinted moisturizer blush or whatever.
Yeah, they're like not a cream. They're in a little tube.
Yeah, like the Chantecaille gel blushes and stuff.
I need to try them. Everyone's talking about them.
Yeah, the packaging just kind of annoys me. Like, I just want to be able to... I don't know. I never used to be the person that swipes on a stick and I would never do that on someone else, but I just like being able to swipe on my nude sticks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I basically wear Vive Pesca every day and I would describe Laura Mercier Ginger as a more dilute version of that. And I just popped it on and I was like, this is so stunning. It's just such a pretty neutral. It's not neutral because it's warm, but it's like natural. It's like earthy and kind of muted with a really pretty earthy peach
it's
undertone.
Such a pretty blush.
It's gorgeous. And it's so nice on the eyes as well.
Whilst we're raving about blushes, I used Luster from Loz's makeup bag whilst we're away because I forgot to bring one.
Nice.
What a nice blush.
Mm.
What a nice blush.
That would actually be ginger with a bit of Luster over the top would be really pretty. Also, hot tip, I do believe that Laura Mercier actually sells ginger as a single eyeshadow. So just buy the blush so that you can use it as both so that the pan is bigger.
So smart.
I know.
So smart.
What's your non-beauty fave?
My non-beauty fave this week is going to be Laws's Friends.
Yeah.
Do I need another?
You don't. I've got plenty.
Oh, great.
Go also, we haven't talked about it yet, and we can't go too into detail because this episode is actually getting long for a quote-unquote short episode, but Survivor's back.
I still haven't even finished the first episode because I'm 9 now. Every time it plays an ad, it cuts out.
And then you have to re-watch the 3 ads. I'm...
So I did it 3 times and I was like, fucking done.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. I know. What is with like free-to-air streaming platforms? I remember I kept complaining that my Channel 7, like it literally loaded as like a tiny square on my TV. Like it didn't fucking work.
Yeah.
And then it would be like playback error. I'm like, fuck off. Let me watch MasterChef. Channel 10. Era. I don't know. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Vibe is back, which is awesome. But I have some favorite things.
Wow. A list.
Only 3.
Okay.
2 YouTubes, 1 Netflix.
Okay, I'm down for it.
Netflix, Heartbreak High.
Yes.
Excellent. I've only got 1 episode left. I'm going to treat myself to it this weekend.
Of both seasons.
Is there 2 seasons? No, there's 1.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. I think after I finish the new Heartbreak High, I'm going to go and watch the old Heartbreak High.
That might be why I'm confused. Because it does have a
heartthrob. It's got the guy with the glass eye, the Australian actor with the glass eye, and he's got like heaps of scars on his face. He was a heartthrob in Heartbreak High, and then he was in like a bad accident where he lost his eye and got all these scars. And for me, got 70% hotter. So,
Callan Mulvey.
Yeah, he was in Rush. Anyway,
he's good looking. Doesn't look like he has a glass eye at all.
Yeah,
good glass eye. Anyway, yep.
Anyway, he's hot. So I think I'm gonna go back and watch the OG Heartbreak High because that feels fun. And then my YouTube favorites are everyone's favorite Bon Appetit chef.
Brad?
No.
Oh.
No, but I just realized that I gave you some new non-mini favorites. Anyway.
Yes.
Everyone's fave Bon Appetit chef, but there's not. I've got like 10 faves. Molly Baz.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, Carla. Like, yeah. Your favorite?
Sola. Molly has launched a YouTube channel. Uh-huh. Oh my God, she's the most incredible house. And they shoot the videos in her house, in her beautiful, like, lemon yellow kitchen.
Ugh,
and she's a rotisserie, like a wall oven rotisserie.
Wow.
So that she can just roast chooks. My God. Anyway, so she's got videos. That's fun. And then my other YouTube favorite is the Emma Chamberlain Architecture Digest tour.
I saw the photos. It took my breath away. I didn't even know there was a video yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I just looked at the blog and read through all the photos.
Stunning. The only thing I will say about it is other places you can tell that they like have lived there and have tidied up. You could tell they filmed it as soon as her house had finished being styled because she mentioned like, I haven't eaten at this dining table yet. Like,
yeah, right.
Just things like that where I was like, okay, well, cool. Yeah, you've obviously just finished curating all of these items for your house, which probably took ages.
I'd rather see it lived in.
Yeah.
Mm.
I wanted a little more lived in.
That like, definitely ruins the allure.
Staged.
For me.
I want staged.
Yeah.
But even she was like, here's my makeup counter. And there was like one kind of pan opened, like a eyeshadow pan, like opened. And it wasn't like.
It wasn't used.
Yeah. Like either don't style anything on there or like have what she actually uses. And I feel like hers looked a touch more styled than other people's. And I would say it's probably because she's like a 21-year-old and like she's got vision and stuff, but someone like she would have been like, oh, I don't know like how to,
and she hasn't have accumulated things over life.
So like a stylist would have come in and be like, this is what we do. Whereas I feel like in some of the celebrities' homes that you look at, like the one that Lizzie McGuire's name?
Hilary Duff.
Like she was like, oh, this has cut marks from like
the kids. Yeah.
Stuff like that. So and she was like, oh, look at this. My son fits in this bar cupboard
and he's in it all the time.
So I like the much story nicer. Of that a bit better.
That's a good point, and it just blows my mind. It makes me feel a little bit sick that she's 21 and has this incredible wealth already. Like, fuck me.
I know.
Yeah,
beautiful mid-century home built in the 50s in LA. They hate grass in LA though, don't they?
Yes they do. Really concrete do. Jungle
absolutely
with a beach.
What's your non-beauty fave?
I already did it.
Oh, Loz's Friends. But we can mention that.
Oh, New York Times. What are their names?
Sola and Ham.
Thank you.
Hamish.
They do a show for New York Times Cooking whereby they get given a mystery ingredient and have to make a 3-course meal out of it. Best show ever. Lisa and I watched it whilst we were away.
Yeah.
Lisa's been watching it for a very long
midday
time.
Midday nap. And I just put it on. Didn't ask. was a bit of a tyrant, put my little thing on, and Alex is just like, well, what are we watching?
Can we snuggle so I can watch too?
So I can watch it. And now she's into it.
I'm into it. I'm loving it. I love the creativity. I love that it gives me the ick sometimes because they use things like Hot Pockets to make cake. And I'm like,
yeah. Or they're like blending up sausages to make like a dessert. And you're like, that's not right.
It's not right. But the way that they think about it, and they're like, oh, this this sausage replaced the butter because it's fat in this cake. And I'm like, ugh. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it. That's genius.
Yeah.
So yes, there's definitely a non-beauty fave. What's your snack?
My snack? It's got a lot of middle of the roads.
Oh.
Watermelon is like available right now and it's not watery. It's really good. Oh. And to be honest, an excellent snack because most of the time when I'm snacking, I'm thirsty.
How's your preferred way to buy watermelon? I'd love to know. Do you like a quarter? Do you like a half? Do you like a whole?
Whole is fucking ridiculous. I would never.
Yeah.
Like a quarter,
mm-hmm.
I think. Because half is still... No, because you still have the round bit. I want it with a flat edge.
Oh, you want it flat. Okay, so that's a quarter.
Yeah, quarter. A slither, a segment.
Yeah.
Preferably. I feel like you get...
Do you like eating it with holding the thing or do you like to just cut it?
The green off because I don't like the white.
I love the white. Oh, yeah. I'd eat the white all the way to the green if I could.
That's what Watson eats. Watermelon, it's good. And then also, so the Keep It Cleaner protein, which I know I've mentioned before, the vanilla one, they've redone it. It's like a assholes. Collagen. It says collagen on it now, and I don't know if it's the same and they just put another branding on it, but it's really good. And I don't know if it's because I've really honed in on the sugar replaces. You know how I used to always be like, all proteins taste like sugar replaces. I hate it. I think I've had so many Coke Zeros
that your body's like, I love it.
Yeah, now I don't get that weird like chemical twang in my brain. But I've really enjoyed it. It's like really vanilla and creamy and yummy and it doesn't go like gritty and it doesn't go all foamy. And I really like it. And the best part is you can buy it in a normal size container. You don't have to buy like Musashi Performance in a jar that's bigger than my kitchen.
Yep.
I will never buy one of them. I just refuse. They're fugly.
You know how I told you that Eliza was using this great
Tropica
passion fruit flavored protein powder that she didn't need to use and like with a milk based thing, it was more of a fruity
protein powder. It's like a sorbet as opposed to a gelati.
Yeah. So I freaking Googled it. I jumped on to have a look because I was like, all right, well, I'll get my hands on some of this. It sounds great. It's not a protein powder. It's a BCAA. And I text Eliza. I was like, bro, you're basically having pre-work. She's having pre-workout.
Can you imagine if I even had a sniff of it? She's like,
maybe that's why I've been so high and full of energy of late. And I was like, yeah, you're giving yourself crack every morning in what you thought was a protein smoothie. She must be feeling...
Start the day off right.
But she must be feeling hungrier as well. Like, protein's not there to fill her
up. I was going to say, I'm surprised it's making her feel full. I cannot have a smoothie unless there's protein in it. It will...
It just runs straight through me. What's the point?
Doesn't fill me up. Yeah.
I feel exactly the same.
But it tastes good enough that if I'm in a rush, like this morning, I literally did like ice, glug of milk, 2 scoops of the protein, half a banana, like chopped off with my teeth and then shoved in. And you don't need to do like a dab of this and a dab of that. It's just like, it tastes good. It tastes like a banana milkshake. It's so yum.
Yeah, that's good. I need to find a new protein powder because I've just been using hemp protein and it's a bit
gritty,
green, like just earthy tasting.
Yeah, it's vegetal.
And
then a shout out to the surprise piccolina that got to, like arrived at work at the exact time that you get the 4 p.m. slumps.
Yeah,
and it was just a real surprise and delight. Vanilla from Piccolina is really good.
Speaking of delights, my snack, apricot delights.
Oh my God, are they like the yogurt desiccated coconut ball things?
They're just you can get they're the apricot squares.
Oh.
With the desiccated coconut.
Are they gluten free?
Hope so. Maybe that's why I got a flu. Maybe that's why the mouth
Where are you buying them from?
Just Woolworths.
In a package or in like a health food pick and mix section?
From the health food pick and mix section, but prepackaged.
Okay.
I don't even think the pick and mix section exists at my Woolworths. I think it all is prepackaged.
No, because there's like the nuts section.
Yeah, they're all prepackaged in little...
Oh, that's giving me COVID flashbacks.
Yeah,
I think... I need 6 pistachios.
They probably got rid of it.
Bag,
I don't know.
Wow.
Anyway, Apricot Delights. Now I need to check if they're gluten-free because, wow, they're yummy. They're so yummy. It's throwback to childhood.
Yeah.
I haven't been eating them this week, but prior to this week, delicious. Yeah, great. I think that's everything that I needed to talk about with you on this podcast.
It absolutely is. Thank you for taking the time to chat with me. I feel less tired now.
That's good.
Right in time for me to go to bed.
Got my heart racing. Tell us about your favourite setting sprays, your favourite facial mists, your favourite friends, and your favourite snacks.
Yeah, have you tried any rogue setting sprays that make your makeup last crazy long that aren't from
Mecca or Sephora?
Yeah, the ones we know of, hey? Mm. I know, like, Makeup Forever, Urban Decay, Charlotte Tilbury, Morphe.
That's it. That's all there is.
There isn't any more.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.